Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Almost 19 million euro was raised just last year from discretionary parking fees at hospitals. So when you look at the top seven, for instance, 2.3 million was the biggest takings. That was by Cork University Hospital, followed by St Vincent's Hospital in Dublin at 1.5. Tala, St James's, Waterford University Hospital, 1.1 million, 1.4 in Limerick, and Galway University Hospital collecting 1.1 million euro. Suzanne Dowd is the advocacy officer with the Irish Cancer Society. Suzanne, this must be a serious burden for patients.
Absolutely, Andrea, and thanks so much for your time and having me on this afternoon. The Irish Cancer Society have been campaigning on the issue of hospital car parking charges and the cost of cancer more broadly for coming up to 10 years now. And we've been calling on government to ease the financial burden on cancer patients attending hospital on a regular basis for tests and for treatment. Currently, it's a postcode lottery when it comes to hospital car parking charges. There's huge variation in charges across the country. Some offer free hospital car parking to cancer patients. Some hospitals have concessions in place, but some have neither. And there are instances where patients are charged €3.20 an hour, which is capped at €15 a day for parking, which really adds up at a time where cancer patients and their families are already facing considerable financial expense. And as you can imagine, patients could be attending hospital appointments a number of times a week for treatment, for follow-up blood tests and meetings with their medical teams. So the costs can really add up. And this is an added burden, which really heightens stress for cancer patients at an already incredibly vulnerable time. And the last thing you would want to be thinking about is when you're undergoing treatment or you're sitting in your chemo chair, is thinking, how much is your car parking ticket going to cost you? Am I running into another hour? Do you have enough to cover the weekly and kind of monthly charges that this can cumulatively add up to? And as you can imagine, it's a huge burden on a large number of cancer patients.
But like, it's a serious moneymaker. I'd say people are surprised to hear today. 19 million euro, what we're taking in parking fees.
Yeah, it really does add up.
And a serious amount of money.
If it is the case that these hospitals are relying on the profit that are collected from these charges, then it really is up to government to intervene here and bridge this gap, because it should not be the case that it falls to cancer patients and other long-term patients who have to attend hospitals a huge amount, is that they're the ones that are facing the burden of these charges.
Okay, stay with me, Suzanne, if you don't mind. 1800 453106 is the number. We've been asking people since the start of the show today, how much are you paying in hospital car parking charges? Jerry is on the line. Jerry, what's your experience?
Well, yeah, I was working one night about two or three years ago, and my wife rang me about 4 o'clock in the morning. I had the father on, but he wasn't well, God love him. And he said, I'm at the hospital, Blanche's Tomb. James called me at Murray Hospital. Like, and I said, look, I'll be over in a half hour. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. So my phone rang again at about 15 minutes. And she said, oh, by the way, do you have change on you? And there's change of loads of change coins. This is what you're asking that for. She says, because this hospital here is paid to stay parking 24 hours. I said, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. You hardly be the J's going to go around clamping people at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. You know what I mean? It's fashion. It's a bit of a racket, tell you the truth. The whole thing is a bit of a racket, you know. I mean, sick people paying for parking. They should be free, you know. Or the money diverted to the Irish Cancer Society or whatever. Something, give us some charitable organisation. Like, I mean, it's some church now you have to pay and pray as well. You know what I mean? That's a joke as well. You know what I mean?
So you shouldn't have to pay if you're going to pray, Jerry. Is that it?
Well, I mean, the church, there's one out near Boulderstown, there's one on Harold's Cross, Pay and Pray. I mean, they've got copped onto the parking charges as well. It seems to be a free-for-all out there now, you know, when it comes to ease of money.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's the thing, you know, like, I know a lot of the car parks, a lot of them, Suzanne, are run privately, and, you know, they're well operated and they're there and they're staffed, I suppose, and maybe that's the point that might be made. But it's the amount of money that people are paying in the hourly fees. And there was that suggestion around capping what people would pay.
Daily and the HSE did look into this, and they undertook an after review of car parking charges back in 2018. And promises were made to deliver on the back of that review, but they haven't come to fruition. So hence why there is that postcode lottery, as I say, where there's a huge disparity across the country and this huge variation across those different hospital car parks.
So Jerry, your point was that you were still having to pay for parking at 3 o'clock in the morning, basically. It was 24-hour parking.
I can't understand that. Even if I went in an ambulance, I was in casualty. The signs all over the casualty, you went in casualty, make sure you paid your parking. You know what I mean? You could be waiting 4 or 6 hours to see a doctor, and you had to pay for your parking as well into the bargain.
The last thing in your mind, if you're in as a patient, I can imagine, in A&E. What about you, Margaret? What's your experience?
Oh, look, I just think from you leave, say, from rural Ireland and head to Dublin, if you've got appointments, between paying the parking, getting food, the whole lot. And, you know, you could have to go up maybe 3 or 4 times a week or maybe 2 or 3 different appointments in the one day. So it's money from you leave till you come home.
Yeah,
and I think it should be free parking. Do you know?
It's going to be hard to bring in free parking. But even if there was just a flat rate. You know, that if you were there for X amount of hours or something.
Yeah, and if some of the money went to a charity that they are collecting, these big hospitals, because I'm sure it doesn't all cost, you know, to run them like.
But do you know, Suzanne, where does the money go?
Well, in some instances, as you say, their car parks are privately run. So I guess it's not the hospital themselves, but it's a private enterprise that are actually running the car parks. And then there are instances where the car parks are hospital owned. So there is a differentiation across depending on the hospital itself. But I guess the point that Barry Chancellor is making, that it shouldn't, the government need to bridge the gap if the hospital are charging really high car parking rates to bridge a gap in terms of their operational costs. It shouldn't be down to cancer patients to be paying really high car parking charges in order to, I guess, cover broader hospital carping running costs. So there is a need to be an intervention from government if that is the case.
Yeah, and as you said, it's total lottery, isn't it? How much you could pay in one hospital in any part of the country given another. Which is massive difference.
Yeah, there's a huge disparity there.
Yeah, in the fees. Parking charges at hospitals are costly, and sometimes we can't get parked at the hospital, like at Galway, says this listener. The cost of travelling regularly from Sligo and Donegal to Galway is already a huge burden, along with the stress of cancer and other illnesses. I can well imagine. This listener says, I think there should be a flat rate parking fee across the board. Say, for instance, €4, no matter how long or short you're there. It's a crazy worry about what your parking fee is going to be. People use a hospital car park to either visit loved ones or for treatment themselves. They do not need this added burden of excessive car parking fees too. Trish is on the line. Trish, what's your experience?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me. I'm not actually calling about an experience of parking myself, but just my experience of working within the HSC. I worked in general practice in management role for 17 years, and my point is more about what you're talking about, bridging the HSC, bridging the gap for operational costs, you know, in order to not need this 19 million from parking. And in my experience in the years that I was in general practice, there is a massive mismanagement of budgeting within the HSC, certainly on a primary care level, and lack of oversight of spending. And I just saw money being wasted constantly over that time. I did report things and query things to the HSC, to the Department of Health, and never got responses on any of my questions about money being wasted. And I just feel that this 19 million that the public are being asked to spend on parking could easily come from other places within the HSC, other spends.
Now, I know that a lot of the money we're talking about today will be going, you know, in parking car parks that are, you know, privately run or not necessarily run by the hospitals. But you think just in a general sense?
In a general sense of general practice. I mean, you know, even more recently, like my experiences were things to do with, you know, maintenance of HSC premises that might have been leased from the county council, and the HSC will hand over 10,000 a year to maintain a premises to the county council, and they don't ask for a single receipt as to what happened. In my experience, the premises aren't being maintained, so they're handing over money for a job and not asking what was done, where was the money spent, and why is the premises not being maintained, or things like publishing. You know, you're getting sent stacks and stacks of magazines, health wise, and all of these things that are supposed to be for general practice staff to read and to learn information from. They go straight into recycling. Nobody reads them. When I asked if we could maybe get one magazine instead of 20, I think I asked that on four different occasions. That was ignored. So, you know, you're paying somebody to print and publish leaflets and magazines and different things that are never used. That's just a total waste.
And your experience from what you witnessed, and you reached out and asked questions.
So many things.
Asked questions about this. And we'll obviously have to reach out to the HSE, you know, to get their response to that too. If they're listening, we'd love to chat to someone. 1800 453 106 is the number, or you can email us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. But Trish's point there around just general management, I suppose, within the organisation. But we'll contact the HSE about that. Listeners got in touch to tell me apparently you can get a discount rated Limerick Hospital, but if you don't know, it seems you won't be told. We were lucky that we were told about this a few years ago and again had to use it recently. Maybe all hospitals should have some sort of discount or discount code. All you have to do is ask, apparently. I don't think that having to ask is acceptable, though, by the way, says this listener. People should be told about it. Jim, you're in Cork. What have you experienced?
I've experienced both sides of this argument, both as a patient and as a hospital manager. I put my management hat on. The money which is received for car parking goes, certainly in the case of the hospital that I was in, went straight back into the general fund to help to subsidise the cost of the hospital. No question of it going anywhere else.
Mm.
But as a patient, I'm an oncology patient, so the hospital, which is a different hospital that I attend for that, does have a system whereby cancer patients don't have to pay if they're going back for frequent attendances and so on. So that seems fair enough. But I think the question that does come up is just what is supposed to be free and what are you supposed to pay for? When people get in a state about parking, I understand why, because it's a lot of money. But they don't get in a state about the petrol they have to spend in their cars to get to the hospital, or the fares, or loads of other things that go on in their lives. Why do they fixate on hospital car parks? I don't understand it. They actually are subsidising public services. Now, you can get someone on from the HSE to argue to toss about that one way or the other. But I don't see why the health service and individual hospitals should be responsible for the incidental expenses of patients and visitors.
So people should have to contribute something.
Don't see why not. They do everywhere else. You know, local authorities charge for parking when you go shopping.
Mm. You pay for your parking when you go to any shopping centre. Typically you do.
You pay when you go to a car park in a train station. In loads and loads and loads of different places, you pay for parking.
Yeah.
And I don't see why hospitals are different.
Well, I suppose maybe the difference, you know, and it stems back to an issue, Jim, from years ago, where we had the centre of excellence, you know, centre of excellence is for certain hospitals in certain regions, and we moved cancer services from various parts of the country, you know, to have a centralised, gold standard, I suppose, hospital, if you want to call it that, that can offer the whole suite of services that are needed. And I would know from where I'm from, you've a lot of people travelling, you know, 2 and 3 hours from Donegal and Sligo to Galway to access certain services that they aren't in some cases able to get all locally. So they have to travel. So you've got the travel, and you've the time, and you've the petrol or the fuel, and you've the subsistence, I suppose, of when you're there, getting a coffee, getting lunch, getting whatever it is over those hours, because it's an all-day job. And then you've got whatever the parking fee is on top of that. And this might be something that you have to do on a fairly regular basis, perhaps on a daily basis, depending on the kind of treatment you're getting. And all of that adds up. And I suppose what people are making the point today is that if you were somebody dealing with cancer and going through treatment, and perhaps it's daily treatment, that wouldn't it be nice to maybe just have something capped, you know, for people that are there on a daily basis, that they wouldn't have to pay a huge fee?
It may well be, and that's for the HSE to decide. I mean, if they don't like, or they like us getting the income in to the hospitals, but they don't like the suggestions that, oh, maybe it should be subsidised by the state, or maybe the HSE should have a policy on it. They don't like doing that at all, because that's extra work. So, you know, it will be easy for the HSE to issue a policy and say, you know, no hospital should charge more than whatever it is per day or per hour or whatever. But they've all got different charging systems. They've all got different ways of doing it.
Mm.
So it might be quite difficult to standardise a lot of that, but it's not impossible. You could do it in other aspects. Well, I couldn't do it there.
Shane has got in touch. He tells me if you're visiting somebody in the oncology ward at the Hermitage Clinic, apparently parking is free. Just ask for a ticket at the reception desk, according to Shane. Another listener says, I've brought small kids to the A&E Connolly Hospital. Their parking is pay and display. If you've a sick baby in your arms and you're stressed about having no cash, I have been approached by other stressed out parents asking for some change to pay, says this listener. Another texter tells me the car parking at hospitals should either be free or a €1 flat rate for however long the car is there. With the high turnover and high volume of traffic going into hospitals, that €1 per car would add up very quickly and be sufficient to cover the costs and make a profit. I would guess for people who regularly have to come to hospital, they should get a pass for free parking for a defined amount of time, say for example 3 months. St Luke's in Kilkenny is next to impossible to get even a car space in most days. You see, that's the other issue, isn't it, Suzanne? You're still with us from the Cancer Society. Whatever about paying for the parking, it's actually getting the space is often the challenge.
That's the thing, and it is in some cases extremely limited. And I know in some hospitals there are spaces designated for cancer, for oncology patients, but again, there's only a few spaces, so it's the kind of first come, first serve. And as what was mentioned earlier on in the conversation, there is often a reliance on members of staff who are incredibly busy and have a lot on their plate to mention if there is a concession in place for oncology patients or certain patients. And that's like, there is often the fact it's not well advertised. It's just
a simple sign, it'd sort that out, wouldn't it?
Exactly. And that's often what's missing, is that it's relying on a member of staff to happen to mention it, which it shouldn't be that way. It should be, there should be a consistent policy in place across the board.
Yeah, we're talking about,
be well advertised.
Yeah, we're talking about the €19 million raised last year from discretionary parking fees at hospitals around the country. That's Suzanne Dowd from the Cancer Society, Jerry, Margaret, Trish and Jim. Thanks a million for getting in touch. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.